Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the Biden administration continues to ignore the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, ignoring the cries of help from border state governors, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has taken a page from Texas Governor Greg Abbott's script. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two jets full of migrants to Martha's Vineyard as part of a promise to drop off illegal migrants in progressive states. Carla Cooper, head of the Democrat Council on Martha's Vineyard, called it insanely ridiculous. A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike right before the midterm elections. Railroads and union representatives have been in negotiations for 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday to ink out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down the rail lines across the country. About 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service and are now loitering out front of Vice President Kamala Harris's home in Washington, D.C. Harris just announced that the border is secure. The illegal immigrants in Eagle Pass, Texas, were sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The group includes migrants from Venezuela, Uruguay, Colombia, and Mexico. As Russian forces continue to retreat from lands taken in their invasion of Ukraine, Moscow's forces have targeted a dam on the Inhulits River near President Zelensky's home city. Ukrainian officials are reporting 8 cruise missiles destroyed the dam, leading to flooding. Evacuations are underway. A core principle of Einstein's general theory of relativity has just passed its most stringent test yet. Using a specially designated satellite, an international team of scientists measured the acceleration of pairs of free-falling objects in Earth's orbit. The weak equivalence principle, stating all objects accelerate identically in the same gravitational field, was proven as a fact. Thanks for being there. It's well appreciated. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
A Hamilton County judge temporarily blocked Ohio's 6-week abortion ban for 14 days. The Wednesday decision restores access to the procedure for up to 20 weeks and stalls the closure of a Dayton area clinic, at least for now. Hamilton County Commons Pleas Court Judge Democrat Christian Jenkins ruled that the state constitution might protect Ohioans' right to an abortion. Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 strained ties between the Asian countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization will also include Russian President Vladimir Putin. Minor league baseball players are now in the union.
Minor league baseball players officially unionized, joining the Major League Baseball Players Association after an arbitration validated the union authorization card, and MLB recognized the MLBPA as the players' bargaining representative. The MLBPA, which previously had represented only the 1,200 players on Major League teams, 40-man roster, will now cover all players at at each of the four affiliated levels, as well as those at Teams, Florida, and Arizona complexes. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So are we having fun yet? I'll tell you, you've got to have some levity. Otherwise, your head's going to explode with all that's going on right now. Governor Abbott, I think, John Whitehead, I think Governor Abbott's going to be the next one to have his phone taken away from him. And the FBI is going to come and see him because he's really ticking off the left. I mean, he sent buses up to Vice President Kamala Harris's house. She insisted the border is secure. But I guess here's some proof. Maybe it might not be what you think it is. John Whitehead joins us now. He's the Rutherford Institute president and founder. Hey, John, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Yeah, just sat it busy as usual.
Exactly. Well, you know, hey, it takes time to save a country, John. It does. I'm convinced of it. We've been working at it all our lives, but even more certainly in the last 2 decades for sure, to say the least. But so anyway, I don't know if Kamala Harris is out there serving croissants and warm coffee to the migrants or not. But here it is.
I know it's a huge. It's a huge political. I don't know. What I'm saying right now, I'm just telling people we're going to have to wake up pretty soon because we've got a very short period of time left before the country is completely submerged and taken over, by the way. We're moving into a global state, by the way, and people need to realize that. With the FBI now serving, they always have been, by the way, serving subpoenas on people. After 9/11, they got the right to use national security letters where they can show up at your bank or your employer or whatever, get all your records, your librarians, by the way, what you're reading, and the librarians, your employer, and your banks cannot tell you they've been there watching you. So you don't know now. This is like the Gestapo, back in old Nazi Germany where they would try to find out who is the enemy. And the enemy is anybody that disagrees with the government. That's all is all you can take. And
exactly.
I've talked to former FBI agents, by the way, who have said that, they've been doing this for so long that they're getting away with it, and they've always gotten away with it.
Well, you imagine these librarians, how important they must feel, because here the FBI is coming to them. I mean, instead of taking the books off the shelves that they're concerned about, just saying, oh, they're already checked out, they're reporting back on everyday Americans. And here you are looking at the sweet librarian. Hi, good morning. Help me out with the Dewey decimal system here so I can find my book. And, here they are, rat thinking you out to the FBI.
What they're doing is they're trying to shut people up. Anybody that disagrees with the government, they've always been doing that. And I'm telling Americans, listen, Americans are asleep generally. I'd say the 90% of Americans cannot look beyond their TV set or their screen devices to figure out what's going on, and that's what the government wants. And what we need to do is, I'm telling people, we need some rebels out there. Now, I'm not talking about people that are going to be violent or anything, but people who will just disagree with the system. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to stand up for freedom. I'm going to teach my kids the Bill of Rights, because kids don't know the Bill of Rights anymore. They don't know that you can resist the government. They're falling in line with everything. And so we need a citizenry that will just say, I've had it. We're not going to do this anymore. But, you know, again, it's a very difficult one, because most people are scared to death of government agents, because they're loaded to the hilt with all kinds of weapons. And with Biden's new 87,000 new FBI agents,
IRS agents, trained to kill.
And it's been this way for many, many years. You know, they have all these agents and it's, you know, 1.6 million hollow point bullets, all running over hollow point bullets. I mean, it's a scary scenario, folks, but anybody that resists, I'm going to tell you this right now, can disappear, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Snowden, by the way, just came out in a recent interview and said he cannot believe, you know, how strong China has become in the world and with the United States government. You have Google working with the Chinese social credit scores and stuff like that. And they've already developed social credit scores on Americans, by the way. They're called threat assessments.
Right.
They're watching us, folks.
Exactly. Well, the language the president's been using, I mean, this is all to amp things up, to take it to the next level. John, the audience was shocked the other day, and I quoted you in warning about the FEMA camps. I mean, you know, with what the FBI is doing now, I mean, the next step is we're going to have wholesale gatherings of people, you know, kind of like what they did in a sense, but on a grander scale, like what they did with the Tea Parties and conservative groups. They called them out, they segregated them, and refused to give them, you know, tax exemption that they had every right to expect, and they cut them off at the kneecaps. And I maintain that it is affected. I mean, now you can probably say at least now a dozen voting cycles, because the Tea Party is not as strong as it once was. And who was it that cut it off at its kneecaps? Oh, that's right, a Democratic president by the name of Barack Obama and Lois Lerner, right? And so now the next step with them going and, you know, serving subpoenas and picking up, you know, cell phones, putting people like Peter Navarro in chains and leg irons and putting him in solitary confinement. John, I think, you know, your warning about these FEMA camps are already there waiting for occupants. Boy, I mean, this is all set up very nicely, as the president called half the country fascist. Well, you know, this is going to be the new housing for fascists, right?
Exactly, and they have the money. I mean, George W. Bush gave them $385 million to a large corporation to build the FEMA camps. I talked to a former NSA agent who told me, he said they've already been built. They're on military bases, most of them.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready, they're empty, they're waiting. And it's, again, most people realize this, that the people running the government, the Bidens, et cetera, down the list, the people in Washington, D.C., have their own underground encampments now, over 70 across the United States, where they can go in and hide in times of, let's say the American populace said, we've had it. We're going to go to Washington, D.C. If they want to get away, they go hide in these underground facilities. There's one right outside of Washington, D.C. called Mount Weather. It's got its own office of the presidency. And, but here's the point. They don't care about us, we the people.
Mm-hmm.
They want to protect themselves, and they don't give a damn about us. All they want is our money. They want our service. They want us to serve them. And I keep telling the Americans when I speak to them that, listen, folks, they're supposed to be serving us. We the people are the government.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Don't fall for this crap. Get your act together. Start getting educated. And like I'm saying, when I talk to people the other day, I'll say, can you tell me the five freedoms of the First Amendment? They'll go, well, I don't know. What's the Fifth Amendment? They'll say, I don't know. And I'll look at them and say, the Bill of Rights is only 462 words.
Right.
Don't teach it in the schools anymore. In the public schools, listen, if you send your kid to a public school today, you might as well, they're being socialized, indoctrinated into a society where you basically are going to salute the leader, Heil, whatever his name or she is, or whatever.
Right, exactly.
Most of these government officials I see on TV babbling with their lips, they're not very bright. They're not picking really bright people to run the country.
Yeah. Well, because they couldn't get a job anywhere else, regardless of what Nancy Pelosi claims, right?
I wouldn't hire them, no.
No, exactly. They are a hot mess. I mean, look what they're doing to our country, and with impunity right now, ladies and gentlemen, unless we the people take a stand, as John Whitehead is saying. We've got to go to quick break. Stay with us. We've got more from the president and founder of the Rutherford Institute.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, we've got a country to save, and thank you for joining in and being part of the solution, not adding to the problem. But as John Whitehead says, America, we've got to wake up. You've got to see what's going on and understand that there's nothing new under the sun. This happened before.
This is how Germany was taken over. This is how other nations were taken over. The people just kind of got used to things as they were, and they think just because they were that way that they would always be. And even though they would start to see indications that things were falling apart, they say, oh, it's okay. It's just a phase. They'll get over this. And here we are. And John, the most immediate thing before us is the midterm elections. And these people who are in control, these elites, they're not going to give this up. For us to really, you know, be so vigilant and fight for a free and fair election, you cannot take a free and fair election for granted anymore. I mean, the Democrats and those that are pulling the levers on that side, they're diabolical. I mean, it is amazing. The very thing that they're accusing conservatives of is the very thing that they did conservatives. It's not even in their capacity. They don't even think like them. They don't think about, oh, let's hijack the FBI and let's get a Russian double agent to come in with some phony dossier and do some oppo research against a Democrat. And, you know, the closest thing we ever came to that was kind of Watergate, you know, and there's been some subtle things, but this was on a massive scale. What Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, and the FBI, and social media, and the mainstream media as one orchestrated cabal did to the American people. And so it's like you think, and you think they're going to stop here? I mean, come on. You got to wake up and smell the coffee.
Yeah, and they're going to control the media, and like I say, the mainstream media. I don't watch television. The reason I don't watch television news at all, unless I'm in a restaurant and I'm watching it and I'm going, oh Lord, I'll turn away from it. Because I don't want to be indoctrinated. I want to be able to think. I read books. I argue with people. I try to get people to wake up. I challenge people. And that's what we should be doing. You should be working in your neighborhoods, I'm telling people, and dealing with your neighbors at educating them on what's going on. But first, you have to get educated. You have to know what you're talking about, your rights. And again, I encourage people to go to our website at Rutherford.org, read our commentaries, Bill. I know you read them. And it's a way to stay up on what's going on, but also a way to move forward in your life and not just sit on your butts. And here's the other thing I'm going to say to you is that we have an obligation. We have an obligation to stand for truth and freedom. And when we don't, I'm telling you, folks, if there is an afterlife here, you're going to be standing before somebody who will say, why didn't you act? Why didn't you act in your day and your time and help your neighbors and your friends, people under attack? And that's what we have to do. I'm telling people to get involved in their local governments out there. You're going to have to take over your local governments, begin to enforce the 10th Amendment, which says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government, and start pushing back on a lot of this crap. Keep the FBI out of your town, by the way. The FBI is working with most local police now, by the way. Mm-hmm. They give them information. They've got a lot of local police trained around the country to watch all your social media and try to predict when you're going to commit a crime. And it's all based on something you might say. You might be goofing around. And I'm telling friends, you know, I had a really good friend who's a decorated Marine who sent me a picture, a photo of his new rifle. And I emailed him immediately and said, don't do that.
Exactly. Right.
You're going to have a SWAT team. There's 80,000 SWAT team raids now in this country annually. And the news media is not covering that crap. They're actually promoting it, by the way, through programs on television, SWAT team raids and stuff. Listen, folks. If you love your children or whatever, you're going to have to, like I say, do all these things I'm talking about. But the thing is that we don't have a lot of time. We have a messed up generation of people. The suicide rate in this country is high among teenagers. They're looking at the future. What kind of future do you see in this country, folks, if you're a young kid? This is not the country I grew up in where there was hope and you know, your local police were local police. They weren't connected to the FBI. They weren't federalized. They weren't wearing black outfits. They wore brown outfits. They had protective serve on the side of their cars. All that's gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Every police car I used to see said protective serve.
Right.
Who are they protecting? Me. Who are they serving? Me. But you don't see that anymore because they've lost that mentality and they're being trained to do that. And so you push back, folks, is what I'm saying, and take a stand for freedom, because if you don't, then here's the other thing. We've lost our Judeo-Christian morality in this country, and the only thing that's going to save this country, again, another thing I think it's very important, is practicing our morality in society. This society we're living in right now has totally lost its morality.
Exactly.
Kids are wanting to have sex now at 12 and 13, and they're being programmed to do that on Instagram and all this stuff. If you're letting your kids watch that stuff or get involved in that, you're not being a good parent. I'll be honest with you. Keep them away from all this pollution that they're seeing, immoral pollution. And let's get our act together as a Christian society and change this world. I'm speaking to a group of pastors in November, and this is what I'm going to tell them. Get out in the street. Jesus was a street preacher. So I have people challenge me and say this. John, why are you defending these street preachers? because the guy, my Savior, is a street preacher.
Amen.
He's always out in the streets telling people the truth. And you know what? It irritated the Romans. It irritated the Jewish hierarchy at the time running the synagogues. They didn't like this one guy out there who was this loner, basically, with a few disciples. And what did he do? They finally took him away. They arrested him basically in the middle of the night like a SWAT team raid.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
One guy who betrayed him, gave him a kiss, and this is the guy, round him up and take him away, and he was crucified. And listen, here's the way. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it best. The way of Christ is the cross. Mm-hmm. You're going to find out that you're going to get your head kicked. I hear this all the time. People email me all the time and say, Whitehead, you're an idiot. What are you saying all this stuff for? And I say, I'm going to keep saying it as long as I can to promote freedom. If you don't agree, that's okay. But listen, at least I got you thinking.
Exactly.
And that's what we want. And as H.L. Mencken, I use this quote in my American Kleptocracy column. Mm-hmm. The most dangerous man to any government is the man who is able to think things out for himself. Don't let the government, the media, tell you how to think. Get into some good reading material and develop a philosophy that says I'm going to resist, and that's what
exactly.
we need.
Well, and you got to know what you stand for, John, as you were suggesting
exactly.
here. And what I've been saying to the audience these past 2 weeks especially is that, you know, everybody wants to talk about unity. Oh, we've got to, you know, Joe Biden, we got to come together. But they don't realize that what they're doing is they're subordinating the truth for unity. You can be in agreement. I mean, Germany was in agreement. They were unified. And look at all the hell and Holocaust they created because they all came into agreement, about 90% of them. 9 out of 10 of the Germans went along with the fascists and executed over 6 million Jews. And millions of people died at the hands of fascism. And so here we are today being very casual and not understanding that words have meaning, and we've abandoned, as you said, we've become an amoral country. And as soon as we turned our back on God and abandoned truth, boy, we're wide open to any kind of narrative. I mean, to the point that teachers in a classroom today, in a classroom amongst young kids, can begin to indoctrinate them that pedophilia, they call it something else now, John, but what they're basically telling them is that, you know, pedophilia is acceptable. That it is it's an okay thing to happen. They're telling young kids this, John. How dangerous is this?
It's so dangerous. Like I said, they're breeding a future generation that's going to go, oh, okay, I just want desires and please my body. I'm not going to bother anybody as long as I get my sexual gratification or whatever. And that's what they're pushing, by the way, in all the society. But the real moral person speaks truth to power and doesn't accept that and says, here, you're not telling me what to do in certain situations. I mean, we wouldn't have a Declaration of Independence. There wouldn't be an America if we didn't have people like that that stood up and said,
exactly.
I'm not taking this crap anymore.
Right. Yeah, we can't abandon the truth, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've done. And the truth the truth is above politics. This is not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing. This is an American thing. These are the first principles, the foundational principles of this great American idea that has blessed us for 246 years. Let's not let it depart our hands. We've got to continue to fight the good fight on behalf of freedom for all Americans. John, how can people be in touch with you? We've got 5 seconds left.
Contact us at Rutherford.org, Rutherford.org.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk.
Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indian Prime Minister Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping will come face-to-face on Friday for the first time since deadly border clashes in 2020 strained ties between the Asian countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a meeting that will also include Russian President Vladimir Putin. A tentative railway labor agreement has been reached, averting a potentially devastating strike. Railroads and union representatives had been negotiating for about 20 hours at the Labor Department on Wednesday, and they finally inked out a deal. The risk of a strike starting on Friday could have shut down rail lines across the country. Two immigrant buses from Del Rio, Texas, arrived at Vice President Kamala Harris's residence at the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C. Thursday morning. About 100 illegal immigrants were shooed away by Secret Service and are now loitering in front of the Vice President's home. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Adam Angieski, the founder of OpenTheBooks.com. Adam, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on the program.
Hey, good to have you here. Gavin Newsom, I guess, figures that, look, if Joe Biden can be president, why not him? Fetterman, who is having a hard time completing sentences. We understand he had a stroke. We're not trying to pick on him in anything. But he clearly is avoiding any kind of confrontation with Dr. Oz to have a debate early. You know, we're going to, you know, oh, yeah, okay, I'll acquiesce. I'll have a debate after, you know, probably more than half of Pennsylvania has voted because of early voting that's taking place. So he's not even offering any consideration for the voters there. But like I say, more just, you know, the way things look here is somebody like Gavin Newsom, who barely avoided a recall in his own state with political ambitions to become president of the United States. Gosh, you know, Adam, I hope it takes more than a pretty face.
Well, under Gavin Newsom, Comptroller Betty Yee, the entire California political establishment, they did everything possible to stop the line-by-line state expenditures from having transparency. And so our organization, mm-hmm. it was a 10-year fight, knockdown, drag-out, dogfight to open the books. On
10 years. 10 years. You got to hear this. This is 10 years. You know, Adam and the team have been fighting this fight to get information that, you know, that we the people and certainly the citizens of California have every right to know, right?
Well, think about it. At the federal level, you had Barack Obama, who was then the U.S. Senator from Illinois. Dr. Tom Coburn, the legendary Republican U.S. Senator from Oklahoma, he reached out across the aisle to Obama. They opened the federal checkbook all the way back in the year 2006. We've got 49 out of 50 states. We file one request. We get the entire state checkbook and all the other states with the top financial officer in that state. When we started that process 10 years ago in California, we went through two California controllers who rejected our Sunshine request, John Chang and Betty Yee. So we finally sued Yee in a California Sacramento Superior Court, and we lost the case. We got nothing. So we pivoted to Plan B. We filed 442 Sunshine requests with every single state agency in California, and they produced the record. We compiled the state of California checkbook like a jigsaw puzzle, and then we did an investigation of Governor Newsom whether or not he solicited state vendors for campaign donations. We found that he solicited nearly 1,000 of them. They
forked
over $10.6 million in campaign cash. That's significant, Bill. It represents 44 cents on every dollar, 44% of every dollar of his current cash on hand in his campaign account. He's got $24 million, and $10.6 million of it came from state vendors. Those vendors last year received $6.2 billion in state payments.
Isn't that what his close relative there in San Francisco, Nancy Pelosi, might refer to as quid pro quo?
Well, we don't have any evidence of quid pro quo, but here's what the troubling pattern shows. It's the Wild West in California for political campaign fundraising, even in Illinois. Okay, you know, OpenTheBooks.com, our organization, and myself, I mean, we're from Illinois. It is the Super Bowl of corruption, and everyone knows that our governors have a legendary reputation for corruption. So in 2013, we had
they end up in part of the journey they go on. Most of these governors, they have to go through jail, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many of the governors have been to jail? You know, as a result of the corruption. I mean, they can't get away with it, but it doesn't stop them from trying, I guess.
At one recent point, we had 4 out of our last 9 governors serve time in the federal penitentiary. So in 2013, we had one governor from each party in the federal penitentiary at the same time. You had Democrat Rod Blagojevich and Republican George Ryan. Okay, so the state legislature, because of public pressure, finally got serious on public corruption in our governors. They passed a pay-to-play law, and it said that if you're a state contractor with a contract more than 50 grand a year, you can't give political donations in any of the statewide races, including the governor. And guess what, Bill? Since that law was passed, we've not had one governor get indicted. It works.
Wow.
California
needs
to adopt the measure.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine how much whining would take place? I mean, it took a while, as you mentioned, in Illinois to get this passed through. But it's like, okay, you're going to be serious about it. Then let's go ahead and let's enact this that keeps this dark money, this so-called dark money that, you know, it's so ironic because the Democrats are the ones that complain about the dark money, and they're the ones that seem to be taking more advantage of it.
Exactly. And it's the Chicago way. It's the Chicago playbook, pay-to-play ethics. In California, it's all legal. But,
Right. Look,
I think it's a 99% issue across the political spectrum that this is unethical. Like, you can't be the governor taking money from the largest corporations in California that have virtual public-private partnerships. They've got virtual marketplace monopolies in their industry, and they're recycling their profits back into the governor's campaign funds. Gavin Newsom has pioneered the public financing of his campaign. If you're down in Florida and you're seeing ads against Governor DeSantis, or in Texas with Governor Newsom's ads against Greg Abbott, those ads are financed in part by California taxpayers. Because these large corporations in utilities, in banking, in telecom, the big law firms, they're taking a portion of their state contract profits and recycling it right back to Governor Newsom's campaign fund, and he's putting up the ads around the country.
Exactly. Well, what people are starting to see here, Adam, is that this is a coordinated, OPPO campaign on steroids like we've never seen before. It's been in subtle cases and maybe in some districts, but now it's wholesale on a national level where you've got Democratic money being spent, millions of dollars being spent on candidates for the opposite side, so that it's kind of a setup. You know, it's like, okay, you've got your number four batter in the lineup coming up, and he's going to compete against the guy with the alleged lowest batting average and see how that competition works, right? So we're going to see how this plays out in the midterms, particularly to see if it doesn't come back and bite them in the back end, because, these candidates that they're backing, they've got a pretty strong message. Because they've got they've got an uphill battle, and this is why they don't want to hang around the president of the United States, because his polling numbers are bad, his policies are bad, the country is hurting, and there's no vision, there's no hope on the other side to give us any indication that the leadership is there to get us out of the trouble that we're in. All they end up doing is, spending more money and making the problem worse, and then we hear of these, the work that Open the Books is doing and revealing this corruption, this wholesale corruption, not only in Illinois, but this is rampant. I mean, this is really corrupted our entire political system. It's no wonder, Adam, people are checking out. They're going, I don't want anything to do with this. Well, you can't. You've got to get involved, because if we're going to right the ship, we need all hands on deck here. We need people with responsibility, people with a conscience, people with morality to help us reclaim our freedoms and our liberties in this great country, don't we, Adam?
Yeah. So here's how it works. We were all treated to the national news stories where last week it's the hot temperatures in California. The governor issued an executive order. This was backed up by the utility companies that you had to set your thermostat at 78 degrees and you couldn't, they were asking you not to recharge your electric vehicle. Okay, well, five major utility companies kicked $400,000 in campaign cash to the governor. In 1 year, they received over $400 million in state payments. There's not going to be any reform there. They're all on the same side of the trade.
Exactly. This is how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting the whole truth and nothing but, like we said, unity is one thing, but the higher calling is the truth. And this is why we appreciate Adam Andrzejewski coming on the show from Open the Books, because he's laying out the truth in front of you now. So what are you going to do that you know the truth? Okay? And if we're truly going to be set free, then we cannot let go of this higher calling that we all have, and that is the calling for truth.
Individuals and
nothing but.
And businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Well, then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain and acid indigestion. Balance7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Call 800-7 793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. That's Balance, the number 7.com. And mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Mention Fred and receive $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Balance7.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you, along with Adam Angieski from Open the Books. As Adam was saying, we could be here all day talking about this obvious corruption. I mean, it is one hot mess after another, especially as you dig into the shenanigans of one Governor Gavin Newsom. And it's no wonder that they have so strong-armed you for the last 10 years, is they didn't want this truth getting out, Adam, did they?
No, they didn't. So now that we've posted the California checkbook, it's 6.1 million records from 201,000 state vendors who received just in 1 year $87 billion. So it's up at openthebooks.com, and everyone can search it, and everyone should, because it was such a battle to open those books. So, you know, the first investigation we did is we compared Governor Newsom's campaign donors to the state vendor list. And that's what we've been talking about with the solicitation of 1,000 state vendors for campaign cash. Well, we quickly noticed that while the governor was soliciting the state vendors for campaign donations, his wife, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, was soliciting state vendors for donations to her nonprofit. And it's in fact, it's the largest state vendors in California, AT&T, Comcast, PG&E, Kaiser Permanente, Planned Parenthood. These organizations gave her foundation between $15,000
and $385,000.
Oh, well, yeah. So they blurred all the
line. This is like the Clinton Foundation stuff, isn't it?
Well, the Clinton Foundation had the courtesy, quote unquote, to set up shop as he was leaving the presidency. They've set this thing up while he's governor.
Right.
And it gets a little worse. So her organization called the Representation Project, she does films. And, you know, her films are, you know, they're basically gender justice warriors. They believe the police are racist, America is systemically unequal and needs greater, quote unquote, gender justice. And guess who stars in her films? Her husband, Governor Gavin Newsom. She's taken Jennifer Siebel Newsom, according to the records, the IRS records, 990s posted online. She's taken $3.1 million, about $1.6 million in salary since 2012, and another $1.5 million for her for-profit business, Girls Club Entertainment. So she's pulling millions out of her nonprofit over to her personally owned side, both in terms of salary and in terms of her for-profit business. And then she closes the loop. She's given four-figure donations back to her husband, Governor Gavin Newsom's campaign fund.
It is the cycle of life, according to the Democratic Party in California and Gavin Newsom.
And Bill, one other thing. These films, she does curriculum around mm-hmm. them, and her website claims mm-hmm. she's in 5,000 schools across the country serving 2.6 million of our students, our kids.
It's pretty scary. And you can only imagine what the indoctrinational content is all about, right?
Well, we've seen it. We've gone through the curriculum, and it's basically the woke playbook. It's the police.
All the CRT stuff, everything, right?
Absolutely.
Well, as Adam said, we could be here all day talking about this. You need to go to Open the Books. Check it out for yourself. I mean, we barely touched the tip of the iceberg here regarding California and Governor Gavin Newsom. And I would say for those of you that can't drink, you might have a stiff drink next to you as you do open the books and read this, because this is excruciatingly painful. This is your state. This is your governor. And this is what happens when you have anybody with absolute power. We know that it corrupts absolutely. And some of this stuff is subtle, and they've made it, to where they can get away with it. But, it comes down to, Adam, is it ethical? Is it moral what they're doing?
Well, like we talked about, a 99% issue across the political spectrum. Progressives are decrying corporate money in politics, and Gavin Newsom is running a bust through the lack of prohibition in his home state of California. So we also mapped on an interactive map by zip code his campaign donors, and you can see the map at openthebooks.com. And look, this is a map of someone who's running for president. The pins, the zip, you click a pin, you scroll down, and you see the donors in that zip code. The pins are scattered evenly all across the country. This is a guy who's set up to run for the president of the United States.
Wow. Coming to a theater near you, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on. Let's talk about the New York Post reporter, Miranda Devine. She's utilized the data from Open the Books and reported on Newsom's scheme for the Oval Office as well, right?
Well, she has. So remember when Governor Gavin Newsom is standing out on a Los Angeles train tracks after the trains were looted and there's trash everywhere. And he's looking bewildered and he looks around and he says, "It looks like a third world country. What the hell is going on?" Those were his words. And he misled mm-hmm. the citizens in California and he misled the nation. He knew exactly what was going on. His campaign is sponsored by the same Miranda Devine, Miranda Devine called the same woke quartet. Four woke and wealthy wives of California billionaires that back the DAs in San Francisco and Los Angeles that have led to so much crime in those areas. They're some of the biggest backers of Gavin Newsom. They believe policing is racist. They believe America is structurally racist. They believe that the structural racism manifests itself through systems of punishment, and they list as examples of this the detention of illegal entrants and over policing of minority neighborhoods. So, look, he knew exactly what's going on. The softened on crime. During that, when he's on the tracks, he couldn't even use the word gangs. He called them, the criminals, groups of folks. This is who he is. This is how he misled the country. These are some of his biggest political backers. They form his California political power base.
Right, exactly. And these woke billionaire wives club poured in some $22 million into progressive criminal justice ballot measures, progressive DAs over 2 years. This, according to Politico, it's no wonder that they've become such a clear and, I would say, a present danger, Adam, here.
Well, and we noticed that a lot of, some of the money gets recycled back into the agencies, entities, and affiliate organizations of these very rich people. So, for example, you've got Patty Quinlan. Who is she? She's married to Reed Hastings. And Reed Hastings is the founder and CEO of Netflix. They put over $200,000 between them as a couple directly into Governor Newsom's campaign fund And then on the recall, where there were no campaign limits, they put $3 million to defeat the recall and support Newsom. Well, Netflix is the number one recipient of the California Film Commission tax credits for films. Just in the past two distributions, they've received nearly $100 million worth of California film tax credit for Netflix.
Wow. And here you got California screaming because of state taxes that they continue to, they continue to increase exponentially. I think what are they now, up over 15% now, Adam? State tax?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the high tax rate is, but it's significant. And look, California is a big government. It's taxing more, spending more, regulating more, and that gives the politicians more control over the people. And when you have that kind of control, this is the schemes that you can set up. You can set up a de facto public financing of your campaign by the very people that you are regulating. And that's what we're seeing in the state of California. Here's another example. There are six healthcare companies that have state contracts. Those six companies received $1.9 billion from state agencies last year. Those six healthcare companies have kicked nearly $700,000 into Governor Newsom's campaign fund through their companies, their key employees, their staff, their political action committees, the companies themselves, $700,000 recycling a piece of their state contracts back into his campaign fund.
This is an interesting rigged system that they've been able to figure out for themselves. I mean, this is like the circle of life here, Democratic policy-wise, isn't it?
Well, it really is. Okay, so then you got George Soros. Everyone knows George Soros backs Governor Newsom. He also backs those DAs in San Francisco and Los Angeles. He's put millions of dollars behind all these efforts. Okay, for George Soros and his family, his son, his nephew, they've put about $150,000 directly into Governor Newsom's campaign, but Soros put $1 million in to the governor's anti-recall campaign to preserve him, right? Okay, so he's got the Soros-funded Tides Foundation. They've got like $100 million worth of net assets. They don't need taxpayer money. But the University of Berkeley, just in 1 year, sent the Tides Foundation, the Soros-funded Tides Foundation, $4 million, including $50,000 for Tides advocacy. They, on their website, believe that police are instruments of state terror.
Wow. This is amazing how we are being conditioned. And it's no wonder people are turned off by this. But, you know, as you're saying and proving here with the evidence, Adam, and again, what John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute said is we've got to exercise. We cannot let go of our basic rights of freedom of speech and critical thinking. This is what happens when you check out. The elites take over. We lose our freedoms. And, we don't do something quickly about this with some sense of urgency and immediacy, Adam. We could very well be losing this country altogether. Adam, how can people be in touch and donate to open the books?
Just go to our website, hit the red donate button.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.